Chris, we're right here on Fox Sports Radio, Hopewell, Virginia, powered by the BDSIR Network. I'm filling in for your man, Mike Knox, who's playing anniversary man tonight. So, and happy anniversary to him and his lovely wife, Amira. And it's time to get right into it. So, you know, it's Football Friday, which means we're making picks for Sunday. And I'm being rude. I'm sorry, guys. I'm being so rude. I got too focused on what I was doing. So this is what we're going to do. Of course, we got to introduce the crew. And here on Soul and Sports, we are gentlemen and ladies. So we're about the ladies first. So first, without further ado, let me bring in Paige. What's going on, Paige?
I'm doing well. How's everybody doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. I'm excited for this Friday, even though I still got to go to work tonight. But I'm excited for it to be Friday, excited for the weekend. And up here where I am, it's going to be a hot one, and I'm going to enjoy it. So, yeah, we're definitely going to do that. You ready to make some picks, Paige?
Definitely, definitely.
Let's get into that. And, of course, we got the birthday boy, the birthday man, the hurricane chaser, the storm chaser, the storm survivor. He holds it down. The Premier League extraordinaire, Mr. Hugo. What's going on, man?
What's going on, Jay, Chris, Paige? What's going on, guys? Michael, when he comes on the line, everything's good, man. Enjoying a birthday, being blessed, being alive another day. You know how it goes, Jay, Chris. So I am blessed because of that, and I'm happy to be here with you guys tonight to celebrate a little bit of my birthday with you guys.
Absolutely, and just because it's your birthday, we're only going to be on for about an hour, so you can get out there and run them streets of South Beach and whatever it is you're going to be doing tonight to enjoy that birthday. Hey, make sure you live tweet it or something so we can make sure you safe, all right? Just make sure you do that. And then, of course, the man, the myth, the legend himself, the Emmy Richmond on the Twitter, the King of Richmond. What's going on, Micah?
Oh, my brother and my sister. Oh, that is all good in the neighborhood. And no, this is not Applebee's. This is M.E. Richmond. And y'all know how I get down. You know how I do it. I don't chill. I have no chill. You want to know something at the end of the day, Jay Chris? At the end of the day, brother.
Can't be taught. You're absolutely right. So later on in the show, Mike is going to have a few things he's going to say about WWE No Mercy coming up this weekend. And, you know, he's going to take y'all into the weekend's pay-per-view and basically break it down for you, what is going to be going down. But, of course, first, it's a Lock It Up Friday, and we are ready to lock some games up, and we got some good ones on the docket, okay? I'm trying to pick, like, what game should I just pick. I just want to pick a few games, but I'm going down this line, man. I think I want to pick.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Yes, it is a Lock It Up Friday. It is definitely a Lock It Up Friday. And one of the first games that stand out to me right here, we have Baltimore and Jacksonville. Okay, we have Baltimore going to Jacksonville, and Baltimore is a 4.5-point favorite. And, Paige, I'm going to start with you because I thought I heard you chuckle a little bit over there. what are your thoughts on this game?
Well, I laugh because I'm kind of known for always picking the home team, so you guys should already know I'm picking the Jaguars. Did they lose last week? Yeah, but I'm not really concerned about that. I really have high hopes for Jacksonville, not just for this game, but for the rest of the season. I do think that this game will be tough for them, but I see them winning as I always do. So I'm going with the Jaguars.
Now, Paige, you are from Florida, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what part of Florida are you from?
I'm in South Florida. I'm actually outside of Miami. I'm in, like, Coral Springs area. I'm, like, closer to Boca.
Okay. I got you. So, all right, I asked you that because I met a young lady this week who just moved up here to the Philadelphia area from Jacksonville. And
okay.
She moved up here in December. And she was telling me how when she was in school in Jacksonville, she played football. She had their school had a flag football team. And she was saying
wow.
Like it's kind of like a Florida team. Were you on the flag football team at your school, Paige?
I was not. If you don't mind me asking, what school did she go to in Jacksonville?
She went to two high schools in Florida. She went to
was
let me try
Wilson
to remember.
One of them?
No,
okay,
no. She's from Jacksonville. She went to Robert E. Lee and not Atlantic Coast, but something Coast.
Was it First Coast?
First Coast. That's what it was.
Okay. I'm very familiar with the Jacksonville area, but no, I didn't play flag football at all, no.
Okay. I was just wondering. Just crossed my mind as we were talking, just wondering. I thought she said she played linebacker and something else, so.
Okay, but next time you talk to her, you should tell her that the best school in Jacksonville is Raines High School. So, I mean, it's cool that she played football there, but it's all about Raines.
Okay. Well, she runs track up here, and she ran track down there, too. I'll let her know. I'll say Raines High School
is
the best high school. That's what I was told. I would definitely tell her that. Hugo, birthday boy, we got Baltimore -4.5 traveling to Jacksonville. What you thinking about that?
I kind of like Paige's pick. I honestly think this is probably going to be my upset of the week. Go ahead and give me Jacksonville. Give me the points. I think they're going to win it. And they're going to edge it out. I actually do like Jacksonville, man. I like Jacksonville. I know I said it last season, and I think, you know, if they get their pieces together, it'll be all right. So give me Jacksonville for my upset of the week, though, Jay Chris.
Upset of the week. Hugo has Jacksonville, and Paige both have Jacksonville be at least covered. You have them winning outright or covering?
Nah, well, I mean, if Jacksonville wins, remember they basically cover. So yeah, I say they cover. Even flat out winning too. I think they flat out win as well.
I mean, that's what I'm saying because they could lose by three.
I got to cover them.
Okay. All right. Micah, I was about to call you Richmond. Micah, what you got in this game?
It's all good. Baltimore has zero offense. Joe Flacco is exactly what he is. Exactly what we thought we were. Sorry. And the last time that Jacksonville defensive line faced an offensive line that was depleted, they went for 10 sacks. Give me Jacksonville to win outright.
Woo! Outright. I love it. I love it. I guess it's my turn. Baltimore -4.5. I think Jacksonville's on their way up, and I think I'm going to go with the team. Let's make it a family affair here. I'm also going with Jacksonville to win this game, to pull the upset. Give me Jacksonville in this one. Micah, do me a favor.
You lock it up.
Lock that up, baby. Lock that up. That's what I want to hear. Next on the docket, I'm going to call this one, affectionately, the Super Bowl of Sadness. Okay, you have Cleveland traveling to Indianapolis, and Cleveland people are favored. Got Cleveland -2.5 at Indy. Micah, I'm going to let you. No, you know what? I'm going to make you wait, Micah, because this is your team.
Listen to this.
This is your team, so I got to make you wait. I'm going to let you have the floor for the final pick on this game. Paige, I'm starting with you. Cleveland minus two at Indianapolis.
Wait, you said Cleveland is favored?
Cleveland is favored by 2 points. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I think that's actually hilarious. I'm going with Indianapolis. I mean, Cleveland, are you serious? Like, why is that?
No Andrew Luck, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just can't pick Cleveland. So, no. It's not happening.
I you know what? I kind of understand. It's hard to do that. Hugo.
I'm going
what
Cleveland.
What you got in this one?
The Andrew Luck factor brings it down to me. I'm going to go in Cleveland, man. Give me Cleveland. I can't believe I'm saying this, but give me Cleveland, man.
You know what, Hugo? I can't believe I'm saying it either. I think I'm going to go with Cleveland in this one, too. Indy has just been – they have found – like last week, they just found a way to lose. Even though they really had a chance to win, they found a way to lose. You know what? I'm doubling back. I'm going to double back, and I'm taking Indy in this one. I'm not going with Cleveland. I'm taking Indy in this one. This is an untouchable special, honestly. But I'm going to go with Indy.
Is this the first time that Cleveland has been favored in the last 2 years?
This might be the first time Cleveland has been favored the entire time we've been doing this show.
That's crazy. Would
be 2-3 years. You're absolutely right. Micah, the Super Bowl sadness. Cleveland is favored by 2 over your Indianapolis Colts. What you got?
why? This game doesn't see. This should be one of those Thursday night games that people just tuck away and nothing actually happens. Unlike that very, very good high scoring game. I thought I was watching a Big 12 matchup last night. Really, it was 41-39. I was like, I didn't know we were playing college football anymore with all these high scores. Cleveland's going to win. Because unlike what Arizona had last week, they have a better defense than Arizona, and they have a better and younger quarterback that's upcoming in Deshaun Kizer. And Indianapolis won't really be able to stop what they're doing, and it's going to be more than 1.5 points. So you found a way to lose against Carson Palmer and a David Johnson-less Arizona team. Then I'm sorry. Then you need to go ahead and just end it. Just end it now.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. Lock it up.
It's hard to believe that Arizona team that you're speaking of just 2 years ago were like, you know, expected to be in the Super Bowl and maybe even win it. And now they're turning into a sadness factory themselves, turning back into that sadness factory. All right, next game on the docket. I think this one might be around the board. Paige, I'm starting with you. We got Pittsburgh minus 7.5 at Chicago. What you got?
I think I'm going to go with Pittsburgh on this one. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Pittsburgh just off the strength of AB, honestly. Pittsburgh is not my team, but I'll pick them.
Yeah, you know what? I don't blame you. Hugo, what you got in this?
Yeah, I like Pittsburgh. I think they definitely do have a solid squad all around. Always favorites over in the AFC. I'm going to go ahead and take Pittsburgh as well in this game against Chicago.
Micah.
Pittsburgh sucks away from home. And had Glennon had one wide receiver not dropped the ball against Atlanta, we will be having a different conversation about the Chicago Bears team. I'm going to go with Chicago for the upset over Pittsburgh, who don't play good on the road anyway. So, yeah, let's go.
Ooh. Is that a lock, or is that just that's what I'm saying?
Well, I got to wait for you before I lock everybody.
Okay. I'm going with Pittsburgh in this one. I think Pittsburgh wins by at least 10 in this. I know we don't do the double digits, but today – I think Pittsburgh wins by – I know Chicago played Atlanta tough. I know it. And Pittsburgh didn't play the Cleveland Browns tough, but they came back the next week and played a good game. I'm going with Pittsburgh in this one. AB, Ben Roethlisberger.
You better lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up.
Next game on the docket here we have Paige's Miami Dolphins going to New York to play Hugo's New York Jets. Paige, do I even
What? Ask? Hugo, you're a Jets fan? Hold on. Hugo, you're a Jets fan?
Oh, yeah. I hate the Miami Dolphins. I am J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets all the way.
Wow. You learn something new every day. You learn something new every day. Obviously, I have the Dolphins. Just off the strength of our offensive line one, and we have Jay Ajayi. I know that I think the Jets are going to have a hard time, like, containing Jay Ajayi and Jarvis Landry, and also another receiver. He doesn't get a lot of attention, as much attention as Jarvis Landry, but Devontae Parker, a lot of people are sleeping on him. He's actually my favorite receiver on our team. I think that's something that they probably won't be expecting. I just really have a feeling he's going to show out, not just this next game, but for the rest of the season. I think they're just going to have a hard time containing them. So I definitely don't see the Jets winning this game. People, I'm really disappointed that you would go for the Jets, though. I'm sorry.
All right, Hugo. Well, Hugo, you know what? I don't really think I need to ask you because I'm pretty sure I know which way you're going to go in this, but I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor. What you got?
Man, the Jets
Miami minus 6.5. It's Miami minus 6.5 now.
Jay, Chris, the Jets are absolute trash. That's exactly what they are. I hope they go 0-16 this season. As much as I hate the Miami Dolphins, there is absolutely no way that the Jets are going to get one win out of this season. I am boycotting the New York Jets this season. I still love them to death. But you know what? Until we change that whole front office, the Jets ain't going to do squat. So you know what? I'm taking Miami. As much as it pains me, Miami wins this. And you know what? I wouldn't doubt if it's by double digits, eh, Chris? Let me tell you that. I would not doubt it.
You went pretty much the way I thought you would go on that one, Hugo. Micah, what you got for this one?
Oh, Dad, I got to go with Hugo on this one. The Jets front office is purposely trying to deplete their team and try to prevent them from actually competing well in the AFC East. So as they suck for Sam, they're going to lose another one to Miami, and I'm happy. Anyone ever notice this creepy smile that Jay Cutler has been having? Yo, I mean, this is the first time. I'm talking about Denver, Chicago, everywhere he's been, he's never smiled. He's been smiling, been playing in Miami, yo. Is it the Miami Sun page? Is that what's making him smile like that?
I think so.
If I was in Miami, I'd be smiling too. Absolutely, I'd be smiling too. Whether I'm playing quarterback for the Dolphins or not, I'd be smiling living in Miami. Been there a couple of times. I enjoyed it very much. Wasn't there as a tourist. That's the funny thing about it. All right. So, let's make this a family affair. I am also going with Miami in this one to win, even with the 6.5. Going with Miami here. Next game on the docket is a little surprising.
Lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
It's a little surprising to me. Denver only favored by 2 points over Buffalo, in Buffalo. So they're traveling. They're going to Buffalo. I think it's a 1 o'clock game. Yes, it is a 1 o'clock game. So, of course, they're playing a little earlier for their liking. But you got Denver minus 2 going to Buffalo. Paige, what you got?
I think I'm going to go with Denver. I'm not really sure about either of these teams, honestly, so I'm just going to go with Denver.
Okay. Hugo?
Yeah, I second Paige. I'm going to go with Denver. I'm going to go with Denver as well.
Micah.
Buffalo's defense is going to play him tough, but Trevor Siemian is showing that he can actually hang in there. His offensive line's blocking for him and stuff like that. Minus 3, I think, is too small. Even though Buffalo's going to play well at home, I think it's going to be more than that, so give me Denver.
All right, and I'm also going with Denver in this. I think their defense is arguably the best defense in the league right now. They're playing tough, played Dallas really tough. Give me Denver.
You better lock it up. No, you lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
We got Houston traveling to New England. New England is favored double digits. Rule number 2. I guess it's rule number 1 now Peyton Manning's retired. New England is favored by 13 against Houston at home. New England is at home. Paige. I'm interested in knowing what you think about this one.
You know what? Houston has been playing pretty well. I think I'm going to go with Houston. Ain't kind of surprising this year. I'm going to go with Houston. Not to mention, I'm not like the biggest Patriots fan anyway, but I'm going with Houston.
I hate the Patriots. They're my second most hated team behind the Dallas Cowboys. Speaking of Dallas Cowboys, I'm having a brain fart here. Is my man on the chat tonight? Is he working the Twitter lines? King Vaughn, thank you. Is King Vaughn working the chat tonight? Because I know he's a Cowboys fan, and you know I'm sure he's had some things. I don't want to leave him out. I don't want to exclude him. So Paige is going with Houston in this. Micah, what you got for this one?
I am taking New England Patriots to win, but I am taking Houston to cover. And that's only because we know Bill Belichick. We already know he's going to create a game plan to make Deshaun Watson beat him from the pocket.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But the defense in Houston is going to be able to kind of make Tom Brady a little one-dimensional too. You know, he's going to kind of shut down some of his guys that he's been throwing to. So I think that it's going to be a game that's closer than 14 points. So give me Houston to cover.
All right, got Houston to cover. That's two in a row. Hugo,
let me ask you a question. What's the spread again? 12 or 13?
13.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take Houston to cover. But New England wins this game, I think it's going to be tighter than what people think. Yeah, go ahead and give me Houston to cover, but New England wins the game.
I'm also going to take Houston to cover this. They had a few extra days to prepare. Plus, you got a matchup of former colleagues with O'Brien and Belichick. They probably know each other very well. I think it's probably going to be I expect it to be a somewhat close game. I see the over-under is 43.5. I'm going with Houston to cover in this. I don't think they can beat New England. They're not poised to beat New England. I would be highly surprised if they beat them with a rookie quarterback. But we've seen it happen before. So I'm going with Houston to cover. New England wins the game.
You better lock it up. You lock it up.
Somebody's locking that up. So we got New Orleans going to Carolina. Carolina's favored by 6. Cam Newton is probable in this game. Paige, what you got for this one?
I'm going to go with Carolina. I would love to go with the Saints, but just like on the defensive side, I know they've been kind of like changing their defensive players, their coordinators, their schemes, like just off the strength of the defense or I guess lack thereof, I'm going to go with Carolina.
Carolina for Paige. Hugo, what you got?
What's the spread again?
On this one is Carolina minus 6.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and take Carolina. I think New Orleans is also trash, man. I mean, I think New Orleans needs to let go of Drew Brees already because they're not progressing. They're another team that's regressing from Super Bowl champions. Well, along with the Indianapolis Colts, now all the way down, about 6 years ago in the Super Bowl, and look at where both teams are at, man. I'm going to go ahead and take Carolina on this one as well.
Micah, what you got?
When teams put all their money into their quarterback, they have nothing else left for the rest of the team. See New England Patriots as to why they keep on winning. Just saying. So New Orleans is still going to win this game because Carolina is not as good as New Orleans. They are better defensively, but Drew Brees can carve up that defense as he has before, and they don't have enough offensive firepower to fire back. So give me New Orleans to win outright against Carolina.
All right. I got New Orleans doesn't want to go down 3-0 in the season. They're 0-2 right now. They got washed by the Patriots last week. But Super Cam and the Newtons, man, I believe him. Cam is probable. I think he'll play. I'm not sure what's going on in New Orleans, to be honest with you. With all the things that's going on down, I don't know what's going on there. I feel safer going with Carolina in this game. But the six points, I'm not sure about. I'm not sure about that 6 points. Let me take 2 seconds to think about it. I'm going to go ahead and go with Carolina on this. I'm going to go with Carolina, minus the 6, and this is what happens, man. I'm going to hope for the best for myself because I don't like being wrong. Next game on the docket, you got Tampa. This is a pick 'em game. And this is one. This is what you would call the untouchable special. You got Tampa Bay traveling to Minnesota. It's a pick'em game, so we're just picking the winners on this one. Paige, what you got?
I'm gonna go with Tampa.
Paige goes with Tampa. Hugo?
Yeah, give me Tampa Bay on the road. Jameis Winston is the real deal, man.
Emmy Richmond.
Oh, you got to go with famous Jameis. He's going to go ahead and knock those guys off.
Well, let's make it a family affair. I'm also going with Tampa Bay in this one because I just don't believe in Minnesota right now. I'll tell you that right now. And I do believe in famous Jameis.
Lock it up.
Hey, J. Chris. Hey, J. Chris, can you really believe in a place? Can you really believe in a place that has a song by a guy named Lil Yachty who stole all the Williams sisters' beads to put in his head?
Wow. Wait,
just
where
saying,
is Lil Yachty from?
Just saying, I don't know where he's from, but he made a song called Cold Like Minnesota. I was like, ooh, not going to be good. Minnesota's cursed from now on because they had that crap behind their name.
Wow. Well, things are changing on the hip hop on the rap scene. I don't know about.
Yeah, because that's definitely hip hop. I don't know what that is. That's something with a beat, but I don't know if that's rap or hip hop.
That's a whole nother show. They gotta create a new genre into board shows. But I'm not gonna get into it. I'm not gonna do it. And I'll be talking all day. Next game on the docket, I think probably would be game of the week in my opinion. You got Atlanta going to Detroit. Both 2-0 teams, and you got Atlanta favored by 3.5. So, Paige, I'm going to start with you. Atlanta minus 3.5 going to Detroit. What you got in this one?
Okay, so Detroit holds a special place in my heart, and I really want to pick them, but I think I might have to go with Atlanta because I don't think that Detroit has an answer for Julio Jones and Devontae Freeman. I think they have, three starters out, and I think two of them are, on the defensive side, if I'm not mistaken. But I think I might have to go with Atlanta for this one. It breaks my heart to say that, but I'm going to go with Atlanta.
Paige is going with Atlanta, and it's breaking her heart. Hugo, what about you? You got any heartbreakers on this one?
This is my lock of the week. I'm going to go ahead and take the Detroit Lions. I like Atlanta. Detroit's looking good this year. But you know what? My lock of the week is going to go for Detroit, so give me Detroit.
Lock that up for him, Michael. Lock that one up for him. He said that's a lock.
Lock it up.
Who'd you say, Hugo? Who'd you say?
I said the Detroit Lions.
Going out against Hugo, who'd you say? Detroit Lions.
Detroit.
Lock the week. Lock it up. Micah, who you got in this?
That pick that Hugo just made proves why he's Colombian, because he's clearly smoking and snorting something to think that Detroit, with their defense, is going to be able to stop Atlanta, who has more weapons than good defense can even handle. Just my opinion about that. Matthew, as I stole from Mike Knox, show me the money. Stafford will have a decent game, but it's not going to be enough against this Atlanta defense. Give me Atlanta, and that 3 points is a joke. It's going to be more than that.
Well, I guess it's my turn. I'm also going to go with Atlanta because, for some reason, Detroit just doesn't do it for me yet. I don't know what it is. They don't do it for me. I know they're 2-0. I know they whooped up on those sorry Giants last week, but they were the sorry Giants. So, they pulled one out by the chinny chin chin, the hairs on the chinny chin chin in week one. So I'm not sure about Detroit yet. But what I do know is Atlanta is poised and they're looking to get back to the Super Bowl because they just got a nasty taste in their mouth. I think they want a path of destruction for 16 weeks going into the playoffs. I'm going with Atlanta in this game to go take over Detroit. And that's all I really got to say about that one because the next game on the docket is my favorite game of the week. Not the game of the week, but my favorite game of the week. It's those putrid, nasty, stink New York Giants against my lovely, angelic, just everything Philadelphia Eagles. And, of course, I'm going to go with Paige first. Be nice, Paige. Who you got?
Okay. All right. First, I'm going to say I'm disgusted by the fact that you use the word angelic to describe the Eagles. but that's another conversation.
Well, Angels fly and Eagles fly, so you know.
I guess. But I know the Giants haven't gotten off to a great start, but I think that's who I'm gonna go with. I'm hoping that they get it together for this next game. Not to mention, Evan Engram has been cleared to play, and I'm a big fan of his. So I think he's gonna make some shake. So I'm gonna go with the Giants.
Hugo, you breaking my heart there too?
I'm taking Philadelphia. I just don't trust
you.
Hugo. I don't trust any of those New York teams, man. I don't trust any of them. You go and give me Philly.
Thank you, Hugo. You're a great guy. Micah, what you got?
I'm looking at this line. This line is a joke. It's so funny, man. Hey, no, there's no way that the Giants are going to – you know what? Hold on.
Chills.
Yeah. I'm sorry. They're gonna fly high all over, and they're gonna get buried to 0-3 and into the NFC East obscurity.
I like the way you think. I am nervous about this game. Quite honestly, I know the Giants stink, or they have stunk for the last two weeks. But they reek of a team that will figure it out and get on a roll. I just hope it doesn't start this week against my Eagles. I'm going with the Eagles to win this game. And, you know, especially with the -3.5. I don't like that. I really think it's going to be a close game, man. I was thinking more like a 25-22 game or something weird like that. It's Eagles Giants, you know, it's always something. It's either a blowout or it's close. It's never like a 21-7. And you know, if you don't consider that a blowout, I don't. I'm going with the Eagles. I'm going with the Birds. When do I not? I don't. Maybe I didn't last week. I don't know. I think I did. I'm going with my Birds with it. I just can't. I'm just not putting money on it.
You better
that's
lock
all,
it up.
That's all
you lock it up. You lock it up. Lock it up.
Paid on those filthy Giants. I can't believe it. Why I oughta. All right. So next game on the docket, we got Seattle traveling to Tennessee. Tennessee is favored by 1 point. Paige, what you got in this?
I think I'm going to go with Tennessee. They've been kind of shocking me this season so far. They had a nice draft, got some nice pickups in free agency. I think they're going to continue to kind of shock the world this season. So I think I'm going to go with Tennessee.
This line speaks a lot. The line has a lot, you know, it speaks. It's speaking to me. Hugo, what you got?
Man, you know I never bet against Marcus Mariota, even though I like the Seattle Seahawks. They are at home. It is an East game. I'm going to go ahead and take the Tennessee Titans and Marcus Mariota to do some things here. Go ahead and give me Tennessee.
Hugo's taking Tennessee. This is a 4-5 game, so we may all be able to watch it. Micah, Tennessee at home versus Seattle, -1. What you
talking? I gotta go with Tennessee on this one. We've seen two games in a row. We've seen the offensive line of Seattle. The offensive line is trash. We've seen that Russell Wilson can't get the ball to receivers, and when he does get to the receivers, Jimmy Graham got butterfinger hands all of a sudden now, and all of a sudden he forgot how it is to catch. That's the only reason why he was brought there, to catch a ball. So, nah, man. And here's the funny thing. You only score 12 points against a team whose defense really isn't that good. So imagine what's going to happen against a team whose defense is actually pretty good in the Tennessee Titans. So I expect them to win that game. And that line is so small, it's not going to be that close.
Ooh, okay. All right. I like the way you're thinking there. We're going out on limbs here. I think we got to make it a family affair. I'm also going with Tennessee. We're talking about a Seattle team that hasn't proven that they can score and a Tennessee team that can score. And I'm definitely going with the Tennessee here, with the Tennessee Titans here, and let's lock that up, Mike. I think we got a family affair.
Lock it up.
Excuse me. Next up on the docket, we have Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid and them, against the L.A. Superchargers. Kansas City is favored by 3 points. Paige, I'm going to start with you. It's a 425 game. What you got in this one?
I'll go with Kansas City, I guess. I'll go with Kansas City.
Hugo?
Yep, give me Kansas City. They're doing wonders this year. Give me Kansas City.
Micah?
Something really weird going on with L.A., man. Maybe they should never have moved away from San Diego. But, you know, I mean, what do I know? It's going to be Kansas City, and Kareem Hunt is going to light them up.
I haven't believed in the Chargers since LaDainian Tomlinson left. So I'm going with Kansas City in this game. I think Kansas City is one of the top-tier teams this year. At least so far, we're only 2 weeks in, but it's looking like they're doing a thing.
Have you guys read that rumor about San Diego? I mean, the NFL might force L.A. to go once again back to San Diego as the Chargers. I heard that somewhere. I don't know
really?
How true that is. Yep.
It'd be nice.
We're looking at that over the weekend. That would be fun. All the work that it took to get them to L.A., now they have to go back to San Diego, that would be something. So we have two more games before our Monday night game, and we won't be doing the Monday night game until Monday day. So we have Cincinnati traveling to Green Bay. Green Bay is a 10-point favorite, and we know what we say about double-digit spreads. They're disrespectful in the NFL. However, this is Cincinnati-Green Bay. Paige, how you see this one going?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to go with Green Bay. I mean, just because of the situation that Cincinnati is in, they kind of seem to be like a sinking ship right now. And I hate to say that because I love A.J. Green. It's my favorite receiver in the league. But, I'm going to have to go with Green Bay.
Green Bay for Paige, even with that 10-point spread?
Yep, I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Ooh, all right. Hugo, what you got?
Not even Chad Johnson, that he's been every single Cincinnati game this season on the sideline, can save the Cincinnati Bengals. Go ahead and give me Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers to cover the spread and to win very convincingly.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Help me out. You're saying Cincinnati's going to win this game?
No, I said Green Bay.
Oh, you're saying Green Bay's going to cover that? Okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm sorry. All right. All right, Michael, what you got?
The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin to a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
But that will not happen. That will not happen with the – that won't happen with Cincinnati. It won't happen with the Bungles. They're going to lose. And that 10 is only disrespectful to a team that actually knows how to score. So I'm sorry. It's going to be Green Bay. And, yes, it's going to be more than 10 because it's Aaron freaking Rodgers, even though he's kind of – I think he's been kind of overrated as of recently. Kind of overrated.
Well, I'm going to make it interesting. I got Cincinnati covering that 10 points. I do. I got Cincinnati covering the 10, so you got to give me Cincinnati in this. Green Bay wins. Cincinnati covers. It just is what it is, man. I can't mess with that. I can't mess with what's happening there.
Lock it up.
Which this is my, I guess, will be my third or second favorite game. I think the Eagles-Giants will be my third favorite game of the week. This one will be my second favorite game of the week. The Oakland Raiders travel to Washington to take on the Skins. Paige, the Oakland Raiders are favored by 3.5. What you got?
Oakland, all the way.
Paige has Oakland. Hugo.
Oakland.
Micah.
Even Wally would say Oakland got this one. This is the lock of the week. No way. First of all, here's what makes us so mad. It's 3. Like, I'm looking at one that says -3. Who's smoking? It's not going to be no -3. What? How are they going to stop Amari Cooper and Michael Crabtree? How are they going to stop Marshawn Lynch, Mr. Beast Mode when he goes Beast Mode on them? That defense ain't stopping. I mean, the defense playing better now. I ain't saying the Redskins defense is trash, but that defense ain't stopping the offensive line of Oakland. So, yeah, it's not going to be a close game. This is why do they keep on making these games close? It's not close. Sorry. It's Oakland.
All right, let's make it a family affair. All right, I ain't going to stink. We're going to make it a family affair. I'm going with Oakland as well. I hope Marshawn Lynch comes to D.C. and does his dance.
Yeah.
Maybe show some footwork. Go to the club, show some footwork to some go-go music, you know, whatever the case may be. Give me the Oakland Raiders in this game. Well, that'll wrap up the NFL Sunday games. We picked them all for you. You have your chance to go. And go with us, go against us, but either way, let us know how you did. And if you did well with my picks, send me a couple dollars. I got school loans to pay for. Help me out, all right? Right now, we want to go into the WWE pay-per-view schedule. You got No Mercy coming up this weekend. And I'm picking my feet up off the floor, and I'm handing it over to Micah. My feet are off the floor, Micah. Tell me about No Mercy.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Mike,
you have no idea. Congratulations.
I don't have a lot of time to hear the whole thing, so I'm going right into it. Hugo! Are you over there? You over there on the other side?
Are you ready
to have No Mercy on this pay-per-view called No Mercy?
Yeah. You got
I appreciate it, because I got all kinds of time. I ain't worried about no locks or anything like that. All I want to let you know is that this pay-per-view will be trash. No, I'm just kidding. It's not going to be trash. It's got a little something for everybody. It's got real wrestling. You said what?
It ain't going to be great either.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it's got real wrestling. It's got real wrestling for the people who want to be hardcore wrestling fans. It's got you gotta cheer for somebody match with John Cena and Roman Reigns. It has the real men fighting for a real championship for a change match in the Universal Championship match against Brock Lesnar and Braun Strowman. You also got the Women's Championship match, which we know Nia Jax probably ain't gonna win, but we'll talk about that in a second. And we have the Intercontinental. The only match that's really a throwaway on this entire card is the Finn Balor Bray Wyatt match. That's the only, in my opinion, it's the only match that's the throwaway on the entire card, because it's useless, because they kind of already finished their feud, and it was like Bray Wyatt was like, but you beat me when you took on makeup. What's going to happen when you take off the makeup? And we saw that match the week before they did it. So, you know what I'm saying? So, Hugo, tell me, what is it that you really are expecting from this pay-per-view at No Mercy? What's going to be, in your opinion, what's going to be your highlight?
Unfortunately, obviously, everyone wants to see Braun Strowman defeat Brock Lesnar, because Braun Strowman is red hot right now in the WWE. However, you said it last Monday, where you said there is absolutely no way that Braun Strowman is going to win the Universal Championship on a B pay-per-view. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah, Knox said that. Knox did say that that in this pay-per-view, he would not win it. Not at this pay-per-view.
Yeah, so it's unfortunate, man, because I think Braun Strowman is absolutely fantastic. He has definitely matured as a character, and he's not so bad in the ring. Remember when he first came last year, we were kind of like, oh, God, this guy sucks. Nah, man, he's improved. He's improved 150%, man. Unfortunately, Brock Lesnar's going to win, so I expect Brock Lesnar to win. I expect Nia Jax also to lose. I agree with you on that one, Micah. I don't expect her to win as much as we all want her to win. I think Alexa Bliss will sneak out, and you're going to have that one-on-one match between Nia Jax and Alexa Bliss eventually. who else? And then, yeah, the Finn Balor and Bray Wyatt thing, man, real quick on that. Like, it's stupid, man, because I said it. It shouldn't have been at SummerSlam. Yes, I know it was the year anniversary of the Demon King winning the Universal Championship at SummerSlam. However, they should have done once again Finn Balor versus Bray Wyatt, and finally the rubber match. It should have been the Demon King against Bray Wyatt. So it's a throwaway match, like you said. I don't care who wins this match, because I'm over the – other than that, man, I'm looking for some good wrestling. Hopefully we see some good wrestling. John Cena and Roman Reigns, pick your poison. I'm going John Cena, and that's that, Micah. What you got?
Oh, gosh, please, no. First, let me go ahead and what you talked about. Me and you are in agreement over the Women's Championship when it comes down to it. They just added Bayley in there because I guess Emma is just a throwaway character and they don't really care about her, or maybe she got some backstage heat, whatever it is. I don't know. However, we know that this is the kind of match that Nia Jax has always lost. She looks really good in the match. She dominates all the ladies, and then all the ladies gang up on her because individually we know that they can't take her. And quite honestly, you know this from watching her NXT, you know, she was booked very, very strongly in NXT as a person who can actually take on Bayley. Now she lost, but she lost against Bayley and Asuka, but she looked good in the loss. And you know, this match, I think it's going to be a waste of time for Nia Jax to be in it. I mean, if they wanted to do all this to her, then they got to figure out a way. Hopefully, maybe Survivor Series, maybe Royal Rumble, they'll put the belt on her. Because if Asuka's getting called up and Asuka goes to Raw, it's even more of an impressive thing, even though we already seen it in NXT. It will be more impressive for her Raw debut to beat Nia Jax at a WrestleMania type pay-per-view than it will be for her to beat her at, you know, then just beat her. Or to be like a Charlotte, excuse me, not a Charlotte, but to be there like the Bliss, who's about the same size and can't handle her striking. So, you know, I hope that Nia Jax gets that belt soon, but it won't be at this pay-per-view. I agree with you on that. Intercontinental Championship, do you think that they're going to put that championship on Jason Jordan as much as The Miz has carried the important Intercontinental Championship?
I really hope not, Micah. I really hope not. I haven't seen nothing enough from Jason Jordan. Yeah, he has a character where he's Kurt Angle's son. At the end of the day, he hasn't shown me anything. He's bland. He's boring. And I don't like The Miz. But you know what?
Hold on. Blindside. I got to ask. Why is Jason Jordan bland and boring? I mean, is it the way they put him in the story? Because that's the reason why. That's the reason why I hate Roman Reigns. I hate Roman Reigns because of the way they booked him, not because of his skill set. You know, even though it's a butt kicker skill set, and his look is fine. Everything. Jason Jordan has a look. He has a skill set that fits a guy who really has a good wrestler. I love that double Northern Light suplex. I wish it was a triple because, you know, he's supposed to be Kurt Angle's son, so doing three of them would make sense since Kurt Angle does three German suplexes. I'm just saying, why you really don't like him? What's up with that?
I just think he's bland. I don't think he has any character. I think he's boring. He doesn't have any mic skills. And, I mean, they're just trying to push him to the moon. Maybe the WWE sees something that I still don't see, and I hope it's true for Jason Jordan's sake. But for the time being, I think he's absolutely boring, Micah. I do not like him, and I don't trust him.
Hey, I understand. Hey, if they can take a guy like Roman Reigns, who had zero mic skills for 2.5 years, and push him, then they can get a guy who's a better wrestler, has a better skill set, has just as good as a look, and is bigger. So he can wrestle with even more massive people and not look and actually, you know, give off that good persona, that good aura. I it's one of those things where I know they're trying to push Jason Jordan, but I want to give him a chance, just like I gave Roman Reigns a chance before I just started getting ticked off at the way he was booked. I just say give him a chance. That's all. Just give him a chance. But he shouldn't win this championship. If he does, then this is going to stink. So you're not interested in seeing Enzo Amore make a joke of the Cruiserweight division?
What'd you say, Micah? What, Enzo Amore winning?
You're not interested in Enzo Amore and his funny hair making a joke of the Cruiserweight division?
No, do you? I really don't care for it.
No, not really. I don't really care either. It's just, you know, and honestly, it's kind of funny. I think they're going to do with this match like they did with all the Enzo matches on pay-per-views, where he's going to talk for about 10 minutes, and that's cool. Actually, it's not. I don't need to hear him talk for about 10 minutes. He has his stick. He has the ability to be a great mic artist, but I don't know. Maybe because of his in-ring ability, all the cruiserweights I think it's disrespectful to the cruiserweight division. If he wins that championship against Neville, oh, my gosh, if he wins that championship, that will let you know how the WWE thinks of their cruiserweight division at this point. But here's the funny thing. The Cruiserweight division probably hasn't been drawing collectively as much as Enzo draws on his own. And he just does that just on mouth. Not on voice, not on anything else, just on mouth. Kind of like Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman's a draw just on his non-ponytail having self anymore, his fat self in that little tight suit. And ladies and gentlemen, my name is Paul Heyman. And that's all you need. People are just happy just to hear that. So, I mean, you know. So, John Cena versus Roman Reigns, and you pick John Anthony Felix Cena to win this match. Hugo, I need an explanation. I need to know, that's his real name, right? From what I understand, that's his real name. I need to know why you think that John Anthony Felix Cena is going to win this match.
You know Hugo. What? I mean, obviously, is Roman Reigns the future with what the WWE is trying to accomplish out of him? Absolutely. I just don't think it's going to be over between these two by a long shot at all. So that's why it's going to take a little bit of time. I think John Cena wins the first match, and finally the rubber match, Roman Reigns goes through. So that's my reasoning.
The hell it isn't, Tom.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I think, well, you know what, though? This is really hard for me. I want to believe that Roman Reigns is going to win this match because John Cena is going out to do his movie stuff. And for Roman Reigns to be able to do the whole, you see, after I kicked his arse, then he went on and running to Hollywood like a little bee that he is, and he can't contain me, this is my yard, blah, 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 yakety-smackety. But it also works the other way, too, and it can give us that slow burn of what I've been wanting for the longest time with Roman Reigns, which is an actual bad guy who can actually say bad guy things, not a bad guy who does bad guy things, like attempted murder, but it's still called the good guy. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that's all I'm saying. I mean, like, it's nothing wrong with him being booked as a good guy if he acts like one. But not everyone can pull off an anti-hero pseudo bad guy. Oh, you know who has been pulling off the bad guy role, but you like him? Braun Strowman. He's been playing the bad guy that you love to love. Look at that and how that works when it's organic. Anyway, I see what you're saying about John Cena. Because if he wins and then leaves, everything that we want from Roman Reigns could probably come out. But at the same time, if Roman Reigns wins and John Cena leaves, he can talk cash trash, which could also set up the rematch anyway, that they're going to have most likely anyway. And then propel Roman Reigns to getting that title, which is probably going to be with Brock Lesnar, off at WrestleMania, which is probably what they're setting up for. Okay. I know we said that Mike Knox said that Braun Strowman is not going to win. I'm trusting that WWE does stupid things on purpose. And they've done dumb things like put a championship on a guy that didn't need to put a championship on, just to move a storyline along to do something else because they couldn't figure anything else out. Like, for example, John Cena wasn't really trying to win that 16th championship last year, but they just came up with it at the last second because they didn't have nothing else for AJ, and they tried to figure some things out. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Braun Strowman winning the Universal Championship just as a big FU to those of us who believe that they want only Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns in the spot at WrestleMania. Not that Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns won't be one of the best draws they're going to have, because we know how that's going to be. It's like Dallas Cowboys and the New England Patriots. If Dallas Cowboys and New England Patriots have a Super Bowl this year, it's the two teams in America that people hate the most. One for cheating and one for delusionality. And it will be the same thing. It will be Brock Lesnar, Roman Reigns, everyone who hates Roman Reigns because he's the guy that everyone keep on going, he's Cena 2.0. Everyone who hates Brock Lesnar because he's a part-timer, why does he still have the belt and all that stuff. And all the hate will swell up, and it'll be a great match, and people will buy pay-per-view just to see, hopefully, Roman Reigns lose, but he won't lose. But I think Braun Strowman has earned the ability, he's been gaining all this steam, to have as much of a draw. I will be fine if he's just a transitional champion. Not transitional, but he holds him to a Royal Rumble and then sets it up for him and Brock Lesnar too, and Brock Lesnar comes out on top, and then he drops it to Roman Reigns, and then Roman Reigns drops it to Braun. So I'm perfectly fine with that. I know I'm doing fantasy booking. I know that's way far down the line. I want to have Braun Strowman win. Do you see why I would like Braun Strowman to win, or am I smoking the hay in the middle of the barn? Hugo. Oh, looks like Hugo has dropped. Guess he had a bad connection, but that's okay. Hey, it happens.
We lost him,
but it happens, but it's okay. So I'm not worried about picking Elias versus Apollo Crews, because who cares about Apollo Crews and his selfies and things like that. But that's pretty much all there is to it, Jay, Chris. Oh, we didn't talk about the Tag Team Championship because the Tag Team Champions, Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, are going to win. It's not even going to be that big of a deal. It's going to be a very good match, though. All four of those guys can really go in the ring. They're going to put on a fantastic match for us. I think this pay-per-view is going to do better than most people think, especially because of the John Cena and Roman Reigns match. And I know for a fact that that's going to be the most hated match of all time, next to maybe Satan and, like, you know, the only two people that would be more hated would be, like, Satan and President Trump. Those would be the only two people you can put in the ring that would be more hated than these two guys. I mean, for people who hate Donald Trump, who just hate him because he's orange or whatever, and then the people who hate Satan, just put them two in the wrestling ring. There's John Cena and Roman Reigns. And you got to like one of them. And people are like, oh, you're going to cheer for one of them.
Can we put Trump and Kim Jong-il in the ring together, put the boxing gloves on, just let them hash it out? Can we do that?
Why would you do that? You already know that Trump going to win that match. Kim Jong-un ain't got the reach. He ain't got the reach.
I still need the United States to win. I don't care how he's got the youth.
Yeah, I mean he got the youth on his side, but Donald Trump got that angry old man strength, yo. Like, he may just
and
be a businessman.
He's been in the ring. He's been in the ring with Vince McMahon and Stone Cold and everybody else. So he has experience.
Exactly. He has experience being rough and tumble. So it's all good. So, but yeah, Dick Chris, that's it for No Mercy.
And speaking of ring sports and the boxing game, earlier this week, Andre Ward, pound for pound number one boxer in the world, decided to hang him up. And I know, you know, I'm a fan of Andre Ward. I know Wally's a big fan of Andre Ward. You know, we have the talks of is he the best and all like that. You know, just a couple words I'm going to say, you know, thank you for a great career if this is really the end. And let's be honest, there's really nobody out there for him to fight. The only reason to fight would be for him to step back in weight and pick up somebody, which probably just would not be a great thing for him to do. But, you know, he's getting money on the broadcast side, so he's getting a paycheck. I'm not in the man's pockets. I don't know what he needs, but he's getting a paycheck, so, you know, what would be the point? You understand?
Hey, Jay Chris, I'm curious. Yeah. I'm curious. What was I don't know much about Andre Ward. What was his primary fighting weight? What was his primary weight class?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't want to answer it and be wrong. I know he's retiring as a light heavyweight. But he was back and forth with I think it was back and forth with like light heavy and welterweight.
Uh-huh.
Let me try to look that
was
up.
He,
for
was
you
he
real quick.
Was he close enough? Was he close enough in weight to fight a Canelo Alvarez or Triple G, or was he too heavy?
Too big now. I believe earlier in his career, he would have been able to. I think. Let me see. Real quick, I can't find his weight. 32-0 record, 16 knockouts. He weighed. It doesn't even have his weight here. Doggone it. I should know this off the cuff, too. I'm embarrassed that I don't know it.
Oh,
it's
okay. I did ask the question out of random, you know.
I mean, hey, I should have been ready for it. I knew I was going to bring him up, you know, if time permitted. But let me see. Earlier fights was he fought at – they don't even have the weight in the earlier fights. 13-year career, just about. Let me see some of the fights he had. Mikel Kessler, so that's that could have been a light heavy. Saki Obika, Arthur Abraham, Carl Froch. Yeah, he was lightweight and cruiserweight or what? Cruiserweight, I think it would be light heavyweight, cruiserweight in that realm. Chad Dawson, Carl Froch, Arthur Abraham. We know the Sergey Kovalev fights there. So he was middleweight. I'm super middleweight. Thank you. Super middleweight,
okay.
Light heavyweight. There we go. That's what it was.
Okay.
I knew it was something. But he would have been too big for Canelo, for those guys.
Okay.
At some point he probably could have fought a Bernard Hopkins, something like that. But he was a little too big for Canelo. for the Floyds of the world and stuff like that.
And he was probably too small. He was probably too small to go into the heavyweight class, wasn't he? As far as his overall frame. Okay.
I would think so. Mm-hmm. However, there are some small heavyweights, and the bigger ones aren't that great. And speaking of heavyweights, it's a great segue into the fact that a fight that I've wanted to see for a couple years now looks like it's going to happen with Deontay Wilder and the real King Kong Ortiz. Man, look, it looks like it's going to happen in a couple months. I think I'm going to be watching that fight because I'm interested in it. I asked Deontay Wilder off the record what he thought about Ortiz, and he had some choice words for him. So I'm really excited to see this fight that way. So, Mike, you got any last words? Time for us to get out of here.
Man, I ain't got no last words. Always cool when you are hosting. And Mike Knox got a wedding anniversary. Woo! Don't get in too much trouble tonight, guys.
Mr. Anniversary Man himself is they doing their thing. I'm not going to say where they are because I don't want the crowd flocking where he is. But him and the wife are going out to celebrate the anniversary, Mr. Anniversary Man. So, hey, like I always say, man, it's not about who you know. It's about who knows you. Get out there, market yourself, meet somebody. Do something good for somebody today. And enjoy yourself. Be good. We out of here. Peace.
This is the Shoulder Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Shoulder Sports, we keep it hot, man.
If you're not down with that, we ain't.